from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour is back to work for dock workers along the Gulf and East Coast after a strike that started earlier this week comes to an end. Both sides reaching a tentative deal on wages yesterday after tens of thousands of union members working from Maine to Texas walked off the job Tuesday. President Biden thanking everyone for acting patriotically to reopen the ports. Both sides agreed to extend the expired contract until January 15th. Governor Murphy is rallying support to lower the voting age for New Jersey's school board elections.
Rutgers Newark is hosting an event Saturday for those who want to lower the voting age for school board races. The Vote 16 Youth Summit will run from 8:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. and will equip New Jersey teens with the tools needed to advocate for a younger voting age. A bill sitting in committee would allow 16 and 17-year-olds in New Jersey to vote in their school board elections. Governor Phil Murphy, who has expressed support for the bill, will be at Saturday's summit with Newark Mayor Roz Baraka. Rick Rickman, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A coalition is launched in New Jersey focusing on the first 1,000 days of a baby's life, from the moment they're conceived until their second birthday. Deborah Lancaster with the Rutgers Center for Women in Work says childcare remains a challenge for many parents in New Jersey.
We're trying to, you know, stimulate some conversation around a table to identify policy innovations and fixes that can improve what we are already doing in the state.
The coalition is also working to help improve access to New Jersey's paid family leave program. Customs agents found 25 pounds of weed wrapped up as Christmas presents in the luggage of a New Jersey woman who took a flight to St. Croix from Florida. A drug dog alerting agents who found the drugs then left the suitcase at baggage claim to see who would come to claim it. 23-year-old Seastra Burgess of Irvington showed up. She blamed a guy she was traveling with, saying he's the one who packed the suitcase. She was just getting it while he rented a car. The friend never showed up. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Looks like a lovely October weekend. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in one...
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather is going to have the fog slowly lift, giving us a very nice afternoon under partly sunny skies, and high temperatures will be in the low to mid 70s. Far west areas could get into the upper 70s. For tonight, we're clear with some more fog redeveloping. Lows will dip down to the low to mid 50s. And then after that foggy start, we'll have partly sunny skies again and highs will be in the mid 70s. On Saturday, some clouds at first, then sunshine in the afternoon. It'll be nice for outdoor activities. High temperatures will be in the mid to upper 70s. And then for Sunday, we're looking at sunshine. Unusually rough surf and rip currents at the coastline. Highs back in the mid to even low 70s and 60s at the coast. I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine.
And right now we've got 69 degrees in Newark at 68 and Edison 68 in Mount Holly. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And weather is brought to you by Fantasy Island Amusement Park. Bring your family for spooktacular fun on October 13th and 19th at their 6th annual Halloween Fun Fest. Enjoy a trick-or-treat trail, pumpkin patch, costume contest, and more. Registration is required and space is limited, so visit FantasyIslandLBI.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.